No. Rome Symphony's Rome Symphony, and this community concert is the music lovers that have a sort of a club. You have to be a member to see the show. You don't come up and buy a ticket for any show you want to. You have to buy season tickets, and that includes all shows.
And like the Atlanta Music Club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see. No, I had the two confused then in my mind. Who played then? Where?
The Men of Song. The Men of Song.
Well, these are outside artists then that come in, and it's a series of artists then that they sponsor.
Comes out of New York.
Were they good?
Excellent. They're the best we've had, I think, since Max Morath was here about 3 years ago.
Really?
He had a real good one-man show. Real good one-man show. We've had different things since then. And usually be, to me, one about as boresome as the other. But last night it was lively. Mm-hmm. It was a quartet.
Really?
Real ritzy-like quartet. Not gospel singing or anything of that sort.
Not barbershop.
Classical type. Quartet. Mm-hmm. And they were just excellent.
Hmm. You didn't have to come down here and read then.
No.
Is it necessary for you to be up there all the time during the
Well, conference? I stay on stage, backstage all the time. Anything's back there because when we have lights to change, I'm the one that does it.
Do you set up the lighting?
Well, for little things like this and so forth, some shows come in here, like the Rome Little Theater puts on big shows in here. And the Follies, which are some of the clubs, put on real big shows.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Camelot, My Fair Lady,
and
The King and I, and South Pacific, and shows like that. And they have GE engineers, 4 GE engineers for the lightning.
They do?
2 on the trooper spotlights, and 2 on the stage demo panels.
Are these people from here, from
yes.
Rome?
Mm-hmm.
And the same 4 will do it
each time. Not necessarily.
Oh, different mm-hmm. people might.
A lot of the GE engineers are members of the Rome Little Theater.
I see.
And in fact, they're part of the backbone of the thing, and they do all the lighting.
Hmm. Who's the stage manager? You said that you were the assistant stage manager.
Mr. Reese, he's actually the building superintendent of City Hall and City Auditorium. He is also the water department office manager. He's a general foreman here.
I see.
His office right in there. The water department billing office is right in there. Until 3.5 years ago, that was the city police headquarters in city jail.
Oh.
This was the city police chief's office.
It was?
It didn't look like this, did it?
I wondered about that.
Yeah, I made a junk room out of it, mostly.
Oh, I don't see any junk except what you have here. And that's cartons, they're not junk. But was it paneled when he had his office in here?
But in my little position, I'm not supposed to have. See, I don't have a telephone, but I'm not down here to answer it anyway. The only thing to be good for is make calls out, and do make calls out, but we have a phone upstairs that we'll have 2 up there. One is a pay phone, but we have another one up there that we can use anytime, or we can go in the offices. But if I had a phone here, it wouldn't be any good at all, except to make calls out on, and I wouldn't make many of them out on it then.
You'd have to probably make a trip back down here to use
it
from when most of your responsibilities seem to be upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
As long as there's one around you can use. If your pockets were filled with walnuts, you might say that your pockets
are full of walnuts.
Well, that's true. Looking at them from the outside, though, you would see that they're sticking out.
Yeah, they're bulging. My pockets are bulging with walnuts.